The Secret's oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash to gently cleanse and help preserve your skin's moisture barrier. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps, thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.
B-Pod Studios.
It's Confession Wednesday. We're taking your confessions free of charge. Get those skeletons out of your closet. Call KISS 704-570-9595.
Not only are we taking your confessions free of charge, but you could also get Gravediggers Ball tickets. And that's coming October 26th, starring Diplo. If you want these tickets, just by calling in, your confession gets on the air. You're in the running for these tickets. So, to kick Confession Wednesday off, back by popular demand, we're going to start with Anonymous in Salisbury.
So, I'm pumping for my baby, and sometimes I just happen to do at work and take a quick nap or a little baby break for mom.
So, when you're pumping at work, you take like a little nap?
Sometimes, you know, multitask, get a quick little shut-eye.
I'm not even mad at you. I was so tired as a, like, first-time mom.
Yeah, you have to do every 2 to 3 hours.
So, how long have you been back to work since the baby?
A month.
Trying to add up the amount of hours she's costing her company, Loren. How many times do you pump while at work?
3.
Okay.
I'll say, it's hard to do stuff while you're pumping, too, because, like, I mean, you've got, like, another... First of all, the girls were already enlarged. And then you have another, like, I don't know, 8 inches in front of that with your pump. It's hard to, like, reach your computer or, like, do anything else other than, like, maybe do work on your phone. So I say it's okay to take a little cat nap.
All right, Anonymous.
Yeah, well.
Thank you for the confession. You're in the running for the Gravediggers Ball tickets. Now, how are you going to get out there with the baby? You got a sitter lined up for October 26th if you win?
You know what? Grandma is always available, so.
There you go.
Now that you have to pump and dump.
Well, thank you so much, Anonymous. 704-570-9595. It's Confession Wednesday. Okay, Anonymous, welcome to Confession Wednesday.
I was in college and came back on fall break and actually moved furniture with my friend's mom.
Ooh.
How well did you know the mom? Never mind the friend.
Yeah, pretty well. I mean, he's a buddy of mine that I've known for a long time. So, I know her pretty well.
I assume that your buddy doesn't.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Know about this?
No.
I'm wondering who started it, like who initiated the contact. Was it like you that crushed on her all these years, or was she looking for a nice, strong young boy to come change a light bulb?
I mean, I definitely thought she was, like real nice looking and stuff, but she honestly, like at that time in this, you know, on fall break, she put the move on me.
Really?
You know, yeah, it was awkward, but what am I going to do? I was 22 years old, you know.
How long ago was this, by the way?
About 12 years ago.
Okay.
Have you seen mom since?
I've seen just like, you know, at like downtown or in passing or, at, you know, actually there was like a neighbor barbecue thing, but no, not really.
Have you moved furniture again?
I have not.
One time, one and done.
That's it, man. It was a stupid thing. I don't feel good about it, but I just got to come clean, you know. It's one of those things that just kind of hangs up on you, and it's like, oh, crap.
All right. Thanks for confessing, man.
Yes, sir.
704-570-9595. We got those Gravediggers Ball tickets for you. October 26th, Uptown, featuring Diplo. Now, we got to remind everyone that the ticket prices are going to increase at midnight tonight. So not only are you going to get them free by calling and getting confessions on the air, one lucky person who gets a confession on the air will get these tickets, but you're also not going to have to mess with that price increase if you don't get in before midnight tonight.
Now, if you want to buy your tickets, you can do so right now at kiss951.com. But it is Confession Wednesday. When we come back, we'll do another round. Anonymous from Charlotte, welcome to Confession Wednesday. What would you like to confess?
Okay, well, I work for a doctor, and every time he asks me to make him coffee, I'll give him a little sweetness from myself. And now, you know, coffee's hot, so I'll take my finger real quick, and I'll go, yeah, you want a coffee? There you go.
What? I'm afraid to ask you to break this down, but I think I get it.
So you just put your finger in his coffee.
Yeah. Okay. I don't stick it in my butt or anything.
Oh, my God.
I have thought about doing, because you're so lazy. The kitchen is two doors from his office, but he'll sit there and wait until I come in to work and be like, and I'll sit down at my desk and he'll be like, hey, blah, blah, give me coffee. And I'm like, I'm not your maid, but I'll get you coffee.
That's hilarious.
Wow.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right. You're in the running, Anonymous. Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.